"I've been reading about them," he said in a slightly louder voice. "Actually, they've been right all along, and it's wrong to persecute them with British Inquisitions and stuff. My mother said they were just intelligent women protesting in the only way open to them against the stifling injustices of a male-dominated social hierarchy," said Pepper. Pepper's mother lectured at Norton Polytechnic during the day. In the evenings, she gave power tarot readings to nervous executives because old habits died hard. "Yes, but your mother's always saying things like that," said Adam after a while. Pepper nodded amiably. "And," she said, "at worst they were just free-thinking worshippers of the progenerative principle." "What was the progenerative principle?" said Wensleydale. "Dunno. Something to do with maypoles, I think," said Pepper vaguely. "Well, I thought they worshipped the devil," said Brian, but without automatic condemnation. The them had an open mind on the whole subject of devil worship. The them had an open mind about everything. Anyway, the devil would be better than a stupid maypole. "That's where you're wrong," said Adam. "It's not the devil, it's another god. Or something with horns." "The devil," said Brian. "No," said Adam patiently. "People just got him mixed up. He's just got horns similar. He's called Pan. He's half a goat." "Which half?" said Wensleydale. Adam thought about it. "The bottom half," he said at length. "Fancy you not knowing that. I should have thought everyone knew that." "Goats haven't got a bottom half," said Wensleydale. "They've got a front half and a back half, just like cows." They watched dogs some more, drumming their heels on the gate. It was too hot to think. Then Pepper said, "If he's got goat legs, he shouldn't have horns. They belong to the front half." "I didn't make him up, did I?" said Adam, aggrieved. "I was just telling you. It's news to me I made him up. No need to go on at me." "Anyway," said Pepper, "this stupid pot can't go round complaining if people think he's the devil, not with having horns on. People are bound to say, 'Oh, here comes the devil.'" Dog started to dig up a rabbit hole. Adam, who seemed to have a weight on his mind, took a deep breath. "You don't have to be so literal about everything," he said. "That's the trouble these days. Grass materialism. It's people like you who go around chopping down rainforests and making holes in the ozone layer. There's a great big hole in the ozone layer because of grass materialism people like you." "I can't do anything about it," said Brian automatically. "I'm still paying off on a stupid cucumber frame." "It's in the magazine," said Adam. "It takes millions of acres of rainforest to make one beef burger. And all this ozone is leaking away because of..." He hesitated. "People spraying the environment." "And there's whales," said Wensleydale. "We've got to save them." Adam looked blank. His plunder of new Aquarians back issues hadn't included anything about whales. Its editors had assumed that the readers were all for saving whales, in the same way they assumed they breathed and walked upright. "There was this programme about them," explained Wensleydale. "What have we got to save them for?" said Adam. He had confused visions of saving up whales until you had enough for a badge. Wensleydale paused and racked his memory. "Because they can sing, and they've got big brains. There's hardly any of them left, and we don't need to kill them anyway, because they only make pet food and stuff." "If they're so clever," said Brian slowly, "what are they doing in the sea?" "Oh, I don't know," said Adam, looking thoughtful. "Swimming around all day, just opening their mouths and eating stuff? Sounds pretty clever to me." A squeal of brakes and a long drawn-out crunch interrupted him. They scrambled off the gate and ran up the lane to the crossroads, where a small car lay on its roof at the end of a long skid mark. A little further down the road was a hole. It looked as though the car had tried to avoid it. As they looked at it, a small, oriental-looking head darted out of sight. The them dragged the door open and pulled out the unconscious newt. Visions of medals for heroic rescue thronged Adam's head. Practical considerations of first aid thronged around that of Wensleydale. "We shouldn't move him," he said. "Because of broken bones, we ought to get someone." Adam cast around. There was a rooftop just visible in the trees down the road. It was Jasmine Cottage. And in Jasmine Cottage, Anathema Device was sitting in front of a table on which some bandages, aspirins, and assorted first aid items had been laid out for the past hour.
End of CD 5.